From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On the Red Lake Indian Reservation in Minnesota, there's been a startling development in the investigation of the high school shooting there. The tribal chairman has confirmed that his son has been arrested. 10 people died in the rampage last week as a teenager shot his grandparents, then attacked the high school, and finally shot himself. Initial speculation was that the young man had acted alone, but now there are questions about that. Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Gunderson was on the reservation today reporting this story. And Dan, the boy arrested yesterday is the son of Floyd Buck Jourdain, the chairman of the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians. Have authorities charged him, and have they said how he's connected to last week's murders?
They've released very few details about this arrest. Louis Jourdain appeared in a federal courtroom in Duluth this afternoon. He was brought into court handcuffed. His father, Floyd Jourdain, entered the courtroom shortly after his son did. Of course, the proceedings were closed because he is a juvenile, and under federal law, juvenile proceedings are closed to the public. So we really don't know any details about what he was charged with or what his involvement was. The only information we have is that there was some connection with emails between the shooter, Jeff Weiss, and Louis Jourdain.
Is there any possibility of any more arrests, or do we know?
We have some information that other kids have been questioned about this. Other computers have been seized by the FBI, but that's really the only information we have at this point.
How was this news received on the Red Lake Reservation today?
For a reservation, a small, close-knit community that was already in shock, this was like just another body blow, and a lot of people didn't want to talk about this. There were a few people who commented that they were supportive of the tribal chairman. They thought this was a terrible situation. A couple of people said they thought he was a good father. If this could happen to him, you know, it could happen to anyone. But for the most part, people didn't want to talk much about this. They're simply just really tired of all the media presence and all the questioning about this whole situation, starting with the shooting a week ago.
Now, how old is the young man, Mr. Jourdain?
He's 16 years old, the same age as Jeff Weiss, who's the man who's said to have done the shooting in the school.
And is it clear that he will be tried as a minor, or is it possible that he'd be tried as an adult?
Well, this case is being handled in federal district court, and because he is a juvenile, the case is closed. We don't know any of the motions that have been filed. I assume there would have to be a motion filed by the U.S. attorney for this case to become an adult case and for him to be charged as an adult, and then certainly we would have more information about what the charges are and what the evidence against Louis Jourdain is. But at this point, the case is still being treated as a juvenile case, and so because of that, the federal government is releasing no information.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, Robert.
It's reporter Dan Gunderson of Minnesota Public Radio.